This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do I repent from gossiping? Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that of the worst kind of character traits that a human being can have, Muslim or non, is that they speak about other people without them giving the opportunity to defend themselves. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he defined it by saying, "Dhikruka akhaka bima yakrah." And the hadith of Imam Muslim is that you speak ill of your brother, your sister, in a way that they would hate if they were standing there. And therefore, gossiping and speaking about someone outside their presence is one of the lowly character traits that all societies and as a universal value is rejected. The second thing that's important is that if you have done that, which is natural, all of us at some point in time, we've been dismissive of someone. Even the blessed lady Aisha radiallahu anha, she made a small mistake as is recorded by Imam Muslim. She was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She saw Safiyyah bint Huyay radiallahu anha wa ardaha. She had a little bit of jealousy with her and she said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulallah, unzur ila Safiyyah hasbuha kadha wa kadha." Oh, Messenger of Allah, look at Safiyyah, look how short she is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face darkened with anger, and he said to her, "Ya Aisha, innaki qulti kalimatan law muzijat fi ma'il bahri lamazajat." Oh Aisha, you just spoke a word that if it was to be dipped in an ocean, it would pollute it. You know, it's a dismissive comment. It's a sarcastic comment about someone else. It's a descriptive comment about someone else that if they heard it, they wouldn't be happy. That's not even entirely sharing other people's personal details, things that they're ashamed of, things that they don't want other people to know. So think of the importance of guarding people's privacy. Think of the importance of sheltering people, hoping that Allah will shelter us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says to us that the one who hides the mistakes of a person, doesn't broadcast their errors that they're seeking and struggling with from other people, then Allah will shelter them from their errors on the day of judgment and in their public life. How do we overcome it? Well, number one, be careful with your tongue. كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. The Prophet says to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, the hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, "I warn you about this tongue, because its consequence, its harvest on the day of judgment, shall bring people to ruin." Think of what you say. Number two, if you've made that mistake, amend for it. So go back and say to the people who you shared that news with, "I really shouldn't have spoken like that. Please don't share it with other people. I made a mistake and I ask Allah to forgive me." Amend for it. Number three, in addition, is to add something good in place of something ruinous that you have said. Say, "Actually, I shouldn't have said that. Really, what I know about this brother, what I know about this sister is this, this, and this, and this." And compensate for the mistake by sharing valuable information. Number four, if what you have said was a fatal, injurious statement, I think it's entirely right for you to let the person know that you shared something that they didn't want people to know about, that they didn't expect to hear from other people knowing about it that has come out of your tongue. Sometimes you need to say and to man up for lack of better words and say, "I'm sorry, akhi, forgive me. I shouldn't have misspoke. I shouldn't have said that about you, but I've gone back and I've clarified it. I ask you by Allah to forgive me." Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases, and consider donating to this worthy cause.